American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 396. Here is the translated text as follows. 364. American State Trials. Her husband would never have gone to him through snapshotters, reporters, and over the advice of any rabbi under the sun. And you know it. Frank says in his statement, with reference to these notes written by Conley, "I said I know he can write." How long did it take him to say it, if he ever said it? I received many notes from him asking me to loan him money. I have received too many notes from him not to know that he can write. In other words, Frank says in his statement, "I have received notes signed with his name, purporting to have been written by him, and he says they were written by a pencil." Frank says he said, "I told them if you will look in the drawer in the safe, you will find the card of a jeweler from whom Conley bought a watch on the installment plan." He corroborates Conley there, with reference to the watch incident and what occurred there in his office when Conley told him not to take any more money out. Now, perhaps if you go to that jeweler, you may find some sort of receipt that Conley had to give and be able to prove that Conley can write. Scott says that no such thing ever happened. But if Frank knew so well that this man Conley could write, in the name of fairness, why didn't Frank, when he saw those notes at the police station, found beside this dead body, then and there say, "This is the writing of James Conley"? Why didn't he do it? Scott denies that any such thing happened, or that they came into possession of any information from Frank that led to knowledge on their part that this man Conley could write. And up to the time that they discovered this man Conley could write, this man had kept his mouth sealed. It was only the knowledge on the part of the detectives and the knowledge on the part of Conley that the detectives knew he was lying about his ability to write that forced him to make the first admission that he was connected with this crime. He says he knew that Conley could write. Why then did he keep his mouth shut until the detectives discovered it, when he knew that the notes found beside that poor girl's body were the one key that was going to unlock the Fagan mystery?